Okay, we're continuing in this kuntras from Rav Silberberg. We're on the lower right-hand side of page Yud Beis. We got some booklets still around, floating around somewhere that have been stapled. There's one right over here next to me that says no, not being used. So on the lower right-hand side of Yud Beis, he's talking about, again, how much in El we have to show who we really are. This is how we develop this concept of I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me, and we extend ourselves more so in El than in the rest of the year in terms of the things that we should be doing. So he closes off this idea in that last paragraph there on Yud Bey's lower right hand side. Zeho avoda rishona bavoda ani ludodi. This is the first step of our service of fulfilling this concept of showing our love to Hashem. A person should clarify for himself each and every single detail throughout his day what his true desires are. Hundreds of times a day to remind himself. To live with this reality. For example, I'm about to make the bracha shehakol niyeh bidvaro, which we do many times a day when we drink our coffee, we drink our tea, we make this bracha. So in the month of Elul, we should say, Eich shani roitze be'emes l'varach shakol. How do I really want to make the bracha shakol? Dibarnu pam ad isa b'sfarma kadosh, we already mentioned once before what it writes in the holy books. Shimhoyu lanu haschia leimerak pam b'shona bracha shakol. If we had the merit to only say the bracha of shahakol once a year, then as bracha shahakol hayinir be'erach kamo bracha sacham, then the bracha of shahakol would appear to us, we would say it in such a way, just like the bracha we make on the sun. What's that mean? There's a bracha that's made once every 28 years. We're coming up to it. Not too far time, a couple more years. I remember it's right at the end of my time being in Cleveland, and that's already been 23 years. So once every 28 years, you make a special bracha that commemorates that point in time when the sun was at the beginning of creation. And it comes back to that precise point where it was during the creation of the world. And it's a big deal. Because everybody says, well, so you're going to make this bracha once every 20 years. How many times in your life are you going to make this bracha? Four times, maybe. Five times. So Art Scroll puts out a whole sefer on this one bracha. Bracha takes, Osama Sabresh. I mean, it's just 10 seconds, right? There's a whole book. They give you preparations and a tefillah before the bracha and a this and a that. And everybody's studying for weeks on end. I mean, it's one of the toughest things for Art Scroll to produce because it's going to sit on the shelf for 28 years until it gets sold again. You know what I mean? It's not like Purim, Hanukkah, once a year. We didn't sell this year. We'll get it the next year. But no one really is going to look into this for another 28 years. But I'm just saying, can you imagine? I remember everybody, and you had to do it real early in the morning, and the whole yeshiva, the whole yeshiva got out there. There's a specific time they calculated. It was early in the morning. And hundreds of people were there to make this one bracha. So can you imagine if you only were to make the bracha shahakol once a year, or maybe better yet, once every 28 years, how much thought would go into that bracha? I remember we were all saying the bracha, said, Baruch, Atah, Hashem. I'm only going to say it once. It's so long, you better have some kavana. So if we made the bracha shahakol, if we only made the bracha once a year, can you imagine what's going on? That's what he's writing by the Bircha Zachama, coming on to the next column. There were books in all the stores about this one bracha. Pirish ha'arach v'akotcha shol bracha shahakol. There was a long explanation. Now he's saying about the shahakol. If it was once a year, there'd be a long explanation, a short explanation of the bracha. Hamavur v'amafurish kedoyim, you know, with total explanations and all these things. Right? And when we'd come to make this bracha shahakol that we'd only make once in a blue moon, we'd say with such fervor, such holy fire, Varotzen v'amoch v'alev, and the desire and the heart and the mind. So that's if you'd make it once in a long time, if that was so. However, we say it many times a day. So kein tzorch lachshov lisboinen kishoimim pam acha shahakol. This is what you should be thinking about and reflecting on when you say the shahakol one time. In other words, you're going to make a shahakol today. And normally, you know, just buzz through it, if that, right? So, you know, in the month of Elul, at least say to yourself, Lama yigara ata bracha zu bishvil sheish od harbe bracha shahakol. Why should this bracha right now, after davening, you're all going to take a coffee, put it in the car, go to work, whatever. And before you look at that Starbucks cup or whatever, you say to yourself, why should this bracha be such a not important bracha just because I'm going to make it six more times today? Why should this bracha lose out just because I'm going to say it a few more times? Right? So I'm going to make a bracha lefaneh before I'm going to make a shakal acharei afterwards. So therefore, tzorach lekachas bimei el v'tishrei, you got to take this work for yourself in the month of El Tishrei. Bircha shahakol echod. At least for one bracha, shahakol, every day. At least for one of the brachas. Latzam asainayim, close your eyes. Litmos la'asmo shezeh bircha shahakol hayochid shavarach b'chol El Tishrei. Have in your mind and say to yourself, it's as if this is the only time I'm going to make the bracha shahakol for the whole month of Elul and Tishrei. This is the one time, so how do I want it to look? And in every aspect of your service, every little bit, that a Jew strengthens himself and tries harder to reflect this love that he has for Hashem, that's an awesome thing. They say countless stories of great rabbis. The details don't come to mind, but the main point is vividly there. Two stories specifically. They always have stories of great rabbis before they died. And a lot of times they document exactly what they did. They knew they were going to die. They're on their deathbed and it's a half hour, whatever. The avoda they did to prepare themselves to die. And quite often they tell the story of they asked for a glass of water and they'd make the bracha shakol ni'evidvaro. You know, and the intensity which was made. Because the words really mean that everything exists by his word. So as if, you know, my life ends. My life existed by his word. Now it's going to leave by his word. You know, they constantly tell these stories. They tell also another story of a great rabbi who was once captured and they were going to kill him. Whatever these stories are from a band of marauders. And they give him a last request. So he asked for a glass of water. Give him a glass of water, and he intently made the bracha shakol niyabid for it with incredible kavana. So of course, how's the story going to end, right? So as soon as he finishes the bracha, all of a sudden the cavalry comes, whatever, some unexpected, like they got the guy in a quiet alley, they're going to kill him. All of a sudden, like the police start looking for somebody else. They go, and everybody's scared. The way the story is written, one of the stories I read, he closes his eyes. I mean, they got the guns ready to shoot him, right? He closes his eyes and he's shakol niyabid for it. Like, mamish takes 3 minutes to say the bracha. He opens his eyes, they're gone. And didn't realize that the police were happened to be passing through looking for something else. And these guys see the police, they run away. Okay, you know, only with tzaddikim, right? So just the point is to show that's the way every bracha is supposed to look. Okay, so we're not on that level to do it 100 times to make a bracha that way. But at least make one proper shahakol a day. Just one. Just make one proper shahakol. The first shahakol a day. Just sit, and normally you would spend only 4 seconds on the bracha. So this one, spend 15 seconds. And just think and close your eyes. And what is it really? Shahakol ni'evidvaro. Everything exists by his word. Every single thing in this world. You know. So, and if we think about that, that will engender a lot of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the end of the first of the three things we can do to develop this concept of to realize how the love is in the air in the month of Elul, and that's by behaving in a way beyond how we normally behave the whole year long. So that's the end of the first one. Okay, now we're on Os Hey. We skip the bold print and go to the regular writing. We go to the second of the three things to be doing in the month of Elul. Hayesod Asheni Bavodas Ani L'Dodi, the second fundamental principle of fulfilling Ani L'Dodi, I am to my beloved. Hu Avodas Shel, as we mentioned, Shal Shudas. That's Kechu Imochem Devarim V'Shuvu El Hashem. The prophet says to the Jewish people, take with yourselves words and return to Hashem. So we're going to explain this a little bit. Arata dibarnu shekol seder hayom tzorech lios b'ofen shel ani l'dodi. Until now we've been saying that the whole order of the day should be in a way of living with the reality of I am to my beloved and acting that way. V'ata nedaber me'avode shel kichu imachem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Now we'll speak about the service of this pasuk of take with yourself words and return to Hashem. Avinu shebashamayim omer lanu, Hashem says us through the prophet, Chu imachem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take with yourself words and return to Hashem. What does that mean? Levakesh lishanin lefanav, to request and supplicate before him, as we know, with what tool of Hakol Kol Yaakov, the voice is the voice of Yaakov. Dorenu dor ikvas of the Meshicha, and that was a blessing that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov without realizing it was Yaakov. Remember when Yaakov comes in with the hairy arms and all this, but he speaks like Yaakov, and Yitzchak says Hakol Kol Yaakov Yidaim Yidei Esav. So, you know, it simply says, well, it's kind of odd. The voice is Yaakov. The hands are Esav's. And the rabbis say what really Yitzchak was saying without realizing it, but he was prophetically saying that Yaakov's main strength is through his voice, while Esav's main strength is through his hands. So our most powerful tool is our voice. So Dorenu Dor Ikvas de Mashiach, our generation, which is the generation before Mashiach, Tzarch Litvos Umnus Avosein, we have to grab on to the craft of our forefathers, of the profession of our forefathers, which is the mouth, and prayer. Our main strength, our only strength, is via the mouth. I mean, we do other things, but there only is an outgrowth through what the mouth accomplishes. Yedua Maria Kodesh, V'nev Shachaim, V'balatan, Yivot Tzadikim, Shuzon Levenim, Marichim, Zer. We know from all the great rabbis, Shekodim B'yos HaMashiach, before the time of Mashiach, Huzman is the Va'eis, Shetzorach, L'Ischazik, B'tfil. It's a time we have to strengthen ourselves more so in prayer than anything else. Kemoshe Kosef, as it says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Beis, talks about how Hashem reacts to the Jewish people, and it says, Pana el tfilas ha'ar'or. Hashem turns and gives his attention to the prayer of the ar'or, of the devastated one. V'lovaza es tfilasam, and he doesn't despise their prayers. And then the verse continues and says, Tikasev zos l'darcharon. Write this for the final generation. So, What the Rebbe's explain, what is King David saying over here, is Hador HaAcharon, the last generation, Shubachinas Malchus, which is the attribute of Malchus, of the all the attributes, the godly attributes, the last one is Malchus, that's the target, that's the goal, that's the final product. So just like in every action, there's an aspect of Malchus, so in the history of the world, when we come to the end, the final tenth utterance is Malchus, and we know that one of the symbolisms of Malchus is Bechinas Peh, is the mouth. Why? Because a king manifests his kinglyship through the mouth. Because all the king has to say is off with his head, and boom, you know, as it, you know, he just says what he wants, and it happens. So, and also the mouth is what connects and collaborates and is able to coordinate, and that's what the king's whole role is. So you see that Malchus, the attribute of Malchus is associated with the mouth. So therefore, we're at the end of time, which is Malchus, Hashem's majesty will become revealed. So the mouth becomes an important component in this time. So who's man shemesugal ischaze b'tfila? So it's a time that we can strengthen ourselves in prayer. And that's what the pasuk is saying, that Hashem turns to the devastated one, the prayers of the despised one. He doesn't despise their prayers. And this is what's going to happen in the last generation. Hachidah v'ot tzadikim z'chuskin aleinu, the Chidah and others elaborate on this point, which is, Sheratzon avinu shebashamayim b'mei Elul laharvest ma'od b'tfilim. The will of Hashem in the days of Elul is to increase a lot of prayer. Hein lehischazek b'tfilas hakvus, to strengthen ourselves in the regular prayers that we do all the time, the three standard prayers. V'hein tefillah shel tehillim, and to strengthen ourselves in any tehillim that we say. V'hein tefillah pratios, and to strengthen ourselves in individual self-made prayers. Kmo Shisa Mechavetz Chaim, Vod Harbor Tzedekim, which we find by the Chavetz Chaim, and other Tzedekim, Umar Rabbi Nachman Reb Breslov, and the Rav Shitzer, and Rav Herschel from Zidichoiv, and other great Tzedekim, Shetfilos Ke'elush Yehudi Mispalol Mikiros Libo Midivre Atzma Hayotzim Alev Chavivis Ma'odif Navinish Bashamayim. That these prayers that a Jew prays from his heart, from his own words that come from his heart, you make up your own prayers, but they're your feelings that you're expressing to Hashem, they're very precious before the Almighty. Vavinu Shebashamayim Rotzav Achavitz Kivyachol Ma'od, and our Father in Heaven wants and desires this very much. That a Jew should set aside times to plead before his Father in Heaven like a child who pleads before a father. You know how the kids are when they want certain things from us, and they plead and they beg and they nudge. I mean, you know, Menachem, he's in that phase. He's always been in that phase. You know, he asks for things and he'll never gives up. He never gives up. He'll ask in one way and we say no, he'll ask in another way. He'll negotiate, he'll this, he'll that. He doesn't give up. He doesn't take no for an answer, you know. It's a whole science. We've already gone, you know exactly which steps come after the other, right? Can I go for a Slurpee? So we say, no, we don't have the time. And, you know, then he says, well, you took Moishi for a Slurpee yesterday. You know, it's like he uses his brains to come up with reasons. And then this and that. And so then we know after the fifth round or so, when he knows it's no, you know, then he starts crying. That's like the next step. Yeah. But he doesn't give up. You know, my brother-in-law was in town and he gave us, he said, I took him out. I was going to get, he was negotiating. My brother-in-law takes the boys out, says you could have two small treats, you know. So then Moishi takes two small treats. So Menachem looks at the two small treats. He looks at what their cost was, you know. And it was like, you can get two small treats, but then he says, well, how about if I want one big treat? Okay, you could have one big treat. But he looks at the two small treats that Moishi got. It was like $1.64. He looked at his one big treat. It was $1.29. He says, well, can I have another small one in addition to the big one? Because and he says, no, you know. And he held firm over the rounds of negotiation. And then Malachim starts crying. So what's the point? What do you learn from that? You know, how much if you really want something, you ask for it. And a kid knows he's only can get it from the adult. The kid knows he goes in the store, he ain't got no money. He doesn't have anything. You're at the parent's mercy when you go to these stores and you want something, you know he's the only one's gonna give it to you. And you want lots of candies. And you gotta figure out how am I gonna negotiate and barter and this and that. Cause that kid at that point in his life, as a 7-year-old, the most important thing in his life is a candy bar. That's all that matters to him at this point in time. So, the same thing with us, and the fact of the matter is, although the parent gets upset that the kid doesn't let go, but on the other hand, the parent should feel very honored knowing how much the kid knows that everything comes from the parent. And he can't get it without the parent. They don't go, I never seen Menachem go to a stranger and say, you know, my dad won't buy me this, will you come and get it for me? Hasn't employed that one yet. Because they know they're not going to get it from anybody else. So you have to, we have to be like that child before Hashem, and mamish talk to Hashem, and plead before Hashem. And it's well known that Chavetz Chaim did this. Chavetz Chaim had an attic in his house in Radin, and he would always go up there. That'll be his place where he would talk to Hashem, and there's countless stories of how people would eavesdrop to learn. What did the Chavetz Chaim do when he's up in that attic? And he would have all kinds of prayers, how he would, you know, protest against Hashem, and he would, all kinds of things, how he would speak to him, you know, or go through, in his mind, how the judgment for himself would be, to motivate himself to do tshuva, and he would call constantly to Hashem. So it was well known, so many stories about the Chavetz Chaim in this. So what do we know from all this? That ain't kochenu el bapeh. Our strength is only in our mouth, and that's why the Chavetz Chaim, who appreciated it so much, wrote all the laws of Lashon Hara. understanding that if our whole power is in our mouth, if we use the mouth to speak Lashon Hara, Hashem ain't going to listen to our prayers. Because the same mouth, like the famous analogy the Chofetz Chaim used to a tradesman, who if his tools are broken, he can't do his work. So as Jewish people, as tradesmen, our tool is our mouth. So if we take our mouth and damage our mouth, then the mouth isn't going to work. If we use the mouth to hurt people, we're going to use that same mouth to ask Hashem for things. Hashem's not going to listen to us. So that's why the Chofetz Chaim, who was so profoundly involved in talking to Hashem so much, understood the value of that mouth, and therefore he taught us so much about guarding our tongue as well. So therefore, this is our most powerful tool. So be'el tzarech laharbas b'tfila. Therefore, in El, we have to increase our prayers. Avol yesh od inyan b'tfila. But there's another concept of tefila. Mispalim al ruchnias, al gashmis, al tzmeinu, al yaldeinu, al klal yisrael. We pray for everything. We pray for spiritual things, physical things, for ourselves, for our kids, for the Jewish people. We need to merit in all the divine blessings that are coming in the year. Yom Tetzlos, the days of prayer. He's using many verses of the Torah now. Moshe said, I supplicate before Hashem at this time. So there's so many things to pray about. Right? So many things to pray about. And this is a time we've got to do a lot of it. And the problem with this, that the challenge we all face is that, yeah, okay, so now, instead of, on top of me davening already, now they're going to throw in slichas next week, another half an hour of things, I don't understand what I'm saying, and it becomes more challenging. So, you know, we got to do some work on that. You got to start on your own, open up a slichas, study it, or if that's not what's going to do it for you, then just spend time talking to Hashem, as we've learned many times in the past, but El is this special time to spend talking to Hashem, use your own words and talk to him. Now, he goes into more detail now. But one of the aspects of our service of prayer in these days, so now what's the focus of the prayers? So the focus of the prayers is to supplicate and to ask and to use words that manifest the concept of I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. In other words, they have to be filled with loving comments. And that should be the thrust of the prayers at this month more than anything else, because the theme is Ani L'Dodi, then the thrust of the prayers have to be Ani L'Dodi. Kemo Sheba Olam Shalom, just like in this world. Anu Mavakshim Avinu Sheba Shemayim, we ask from our Father in Heaven, Azar Lanu, help us. Sheyatamid Chasodim Megulim, we ask Him that your kindnesses should always be revealed to us. Avol Be'avar, but in the past, Hatzar HaGodol, this is going to be a long shtickle. It's like one long thought now coming up. So you just have to halt cup. It's one simple idea, but he elaborates greatly on this. So, for example, in the past, what was the greatest pain? Hayosir, Shiesh La'avol Eim Chas V'Shalom. What would be the greatest pain for a Jewish parent in the past? Kishabonam Einam Holich B'Darcheim. When children wouldn't go in their paths. Wouldn't stay in the path of Yiddishkeit. Afil B'Dvarim Ketanim, even little things. Certainly if they did big things to go against their will. That's the biggest pain for a parent, is when a kid doesn't follow a parent's wishes. Each father and mother Jewish people has. And if, God forbid, they had a child that didn't act properly. Even though a parent has to daven and make efforts to receive this with patience and with love. If your child doesn't do what should be done, you have to daven to Hashem, give me the strength to accept them and to be patient with them and to love what's happening over here, to know that this somehow is the best, you know, I can't understand it. That's part. But mikom makom, even though it's still in all, yesh bazeh, what does that stand for? Agmas nefesh, noira she'ef shel lishon b'layla. But it still is a tremendous agmas nefesh. What's a good English translation for that? Heartache, good word. Heartache. Somebody's heartache, awesome heartache, that you can't sleep at night. We're still human. It bothers us. Varosh tavus b'zakoyom, and our minds are totally engaged in thinking about what's going to be with my son, what's going to be with my daughter. Im chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, zorko es haben yeshiva. Let's say, God forbid, they threw your kid out of yeshiva. You know, so unfortunately, we have to deal with these cases. You know, it's unbelievable. I've had cases where, you know, adult men come to me and they start bawling their eyes out for an hour to me, saying, you know, what's going to be with my kid? He's not going to. So Hatsaru Oyim V'Noyim Mamish, the pain is awesome. V'Yavshel Ashar God Latzar, we can't measure the pain to know your kid's getting thrown out of yeshiva. But so now let's see that. Now let's, you know, picture a situation. So now, obviously, the child has hurt the parent in an unbelievable way. Can you imagine? The kid does something wrong once, and the Rosh Yeshiva calls the parents, and they say, you know, you better watch it. And the parents say, better watch it. And then the kid does it a second time, and the Rosh Yeshiva calls him the second time. So listen, one more time, fella, and then he does it the third time. And the parents, you know, what are they going to do with this? Can you imagine how the parents are upset with the kid? You know, there's different emotions going on. At one time, you want to kill the kid. Then, you know, like, well, you idiot, why'd you do this? You knew you should. And what they do is so, like, boneheaded. It's not like they even get anything out of it. It's just like a thrill for the minute, you know. It's like why did you realize what you're throwing away? So the parents are really upset. Okay, so picture that situation. Now, but if this child now, he would write or say to his father, Hore Yekarim, dear parents, Tamilu, please believe me. Shani rotsa liyosav, I really want to be good. Vani rotsa ligram lachem rak nachas, ligram lachem shum chalisha zadas. Really, all I want to do is to give you Jewish nachas, and I don't want to cause you any heartbreak. Ani rotsa shetuchel isparbi, I really want that you can take pride in me. Vios bebechinas to be the attribute of Ashrei Avi Shalom the Torah. Fortunes of father teaches his kid Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shalom Torah, fortunes the teacher who taught him Torah. I wish I could be that way. Zani writes of Emes L'Shum Devarach. That's what I really want. I don't want anything else. Of Omani Yasa Sheishi Yesu. What can I do? I got a big Yetzirah of Yeshi Biyalus. I'm childish. Rakavinu Shemeshamayim Yodea Kampo Amis Baritel Yitzri Kadesh Lo Ligur Mechem Tzar. And only Hashem knows how many times I had overcome my Yetzirah. The 3 times I acted like an idiot. But you know, 50 times I was tempted and I didn't 50 times. I have such a big age. I would have done this a million times already. And I was on the verge of doing it so many times, and I didn't do it. But I'm not so strong. My Yetzirah got me a few times. We don't realize some kids have a bigger Yetzirah than others. So only Hashem knows the challenges I've had. What could I do? I have to take responsibility. I've stumbled. I feel very bad. And the truth is, you know, quite often with certain kids, they really feel bad that they've messed up. They really do. But they're kids, you know. And you can't imagine how much pain I have. And he wrote, I don't like the situation I'm putting myself in. And he yearns and he prays and he cries. And the parents see this. Shayetzer yirpa mimeni. And I pray that my Yetzer Hara should be weakened from me. And I could behave properly. So the kid would really bawl his eyes out to his parents and say, I don't know what to do with myself. So as upset as you are with your kid, if you knew it was sincere and they're not playing games, so what's going to be your reaction? So if the parents would receive such a letter from their kids, there's no way to measure. We don't have to explain, you know, how this would break all the walls that exist. See, a lot of parents, when they suffer from children, so that suffering creates all kinds of walls. You want to love your kid. You want to really feel close with your kid. You want to give your kid everything. And then they do these ridiculously stupid things, right? And it's like you kind of say, like, don't you care about me at all? Don't you care that how you're embarrassing us? We walk around in this city and they say, here's the parents of the kids that got thrown out of the yeshiva. So, you know, so every parent will react differently, but that's not an uncommon feeling. So what happens is, so you kind of, you know, you don't want to have nothing to do with that kid. Okay, yeah, okay, it has to be in your house. Is that, but you just, you know. So these walls start coming up. So now, but if the kid would write such a letter to the parents and the parents knew that it was sincere, we know that would break down the walls. Ain't shum tanis of love. You don't have any more criticisms of him. Hakol mochel. Everything's forgiven. Why? Came roim masha over al bonam because they see what's transpiring over their kid. So now what happens? Ulahepech machaskin so. So then what do? They encourage him. Ma'odidim oso. And then they say, listen, let's talk about it. Tell me what else is pressuring you. So what else is bothering you? Then they run to the Rosh Hashiva or to the Mashkiach. They make efforts for him. Right? Even though nothing really changed yet. He really hasn't done anything. Everything's been turned upside down. Everything's different. Yeah, if the kid really, you know, shows what he really, really wants, and he says it, and he expresses it, that makes a big difference. This is just like a drop. This is like one ten thousandths of a percent of a mushal cut mode of a very small analogy. How much the will of Hashem is that we should increase these kinds of words to him. Especially in our weak generation, as we go back to the pasuk that King David said, it's the level of Ponel Tfilas Ha'ar'or. Hashem turns himself to the devastated one. He doesn't despise their prayers. Write this for the later generations. Dor Ani, this impoverished generation. And now he's just quoting different verses now of Tehillim. Tvilalonit Kiyatov, the prayer of the poor person. Shmor She'eris Yisrael, watch the remnants of the Jewish people. Kulanu Mishtadl Mekaimas Abachina Shal Shivchi Kamaim Libeich Nochach Pnei Hashem. We all want to fulfill the level of Shivchi Kamaim Libeich. Pour out your heart like water. Nochach Pnei Hashem before Hashem. Kamoshkos of Yisvach Moshe, just like the Yisvach Moshe writes. Sheromes, what's this a hint to? The lower waters, Shabachu, that they cried. Anan be'inon lemahavi krivu kamimalka. We want to be close to the king. We know when Hashem separated the higher and the lower waters were very sad. They said, what are we? What are we? Will you put us down here? We want to be the higher waters. They're up closer to you. Why did we get the bad seat? We're down in this world with the people. And the waters below didn't want to initially accept this, but you know, they said, we'd rather be with you, Hashem. So, you know, that was like Shivchi Kamayim Libeich. So, in other words, we want to be closer to you. So, Alev Mali Chukas, the heart is full of yearnings. Mali Ava, full of love. Mali Pnimios, full of intensity and inner feeling. Lev to our pure heart. Shivchi Kamayim Libeich Nechev Pnei Hashem. Pour your heart out like water before Hashem. I should pour it out. Right, so this is all part of what Kechu Imachem Devarim V'Shuvu El Hashem. That we sang at Shal Shudas. Take with yourself words and return to Hashem. In other words, the method of returning to Hashem is with the words. With the words that we say of how much we love Him, how much we wish we could be better. Those are all the things that enable us to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it continues on this pasuk of Shivchi Kamayim, your doubts, you have what to think about when we sing it again. Chazal HaKadoshim Amar Lanu Eiza Avoda Shebelev Zeh Tefillah. They say, what is the service of the heart? That is prayer. So B'Tefillah Efshel Agia LeNochach Pnei Hashem. With prayer, one can reach the level of Nochach Pnei Hashem. You are before Hashem. In other words, this is how you read the pasuk. The simple meaning is Shivchi Kimayim Libeich. Pour out your heart like water. Nochach Pnei Hashem before Hashem. What the rabbis are teaching is, pour out your heart like water, and that will bring you to be before Hashem. Right? That, and he'll elaborate this over the next few pages. But the real problem we have is that we don't feel close to Hashem. That's the real problem. We don't feel close to Hashem. How do you feel close to Hashem? If Shivchi Kamayim Libeich, if we poured out our hearts like water, then we would realize that we are Nochach Pnei Hashem. We are before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would feel that we are before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki yodea talumas lev, Hashem knows that which is hidden in the heart. Kein shivcha lifnei kisei chodecha, there's something forgotten before the throne of glory. Lefanecha niglu talumas lev, before he was revealed the hiddenness of the heart. Rakavinish b'shmam yodea, only Hashem knows. Kama v'emes anachnu rotzeh, how much we really want. K'shanachnu mishtadlu naharbas v'zeh lios v'bechinish shivcha, shavcha, tfilas v'osher. To the degree that we make the efforts to increase this attribute of pouring out our prayers. V'lomer l'avinu shemashamayim, to say to our Father in Heaven like this. And these are examples, and this is a bit of a review for what we've learned in the Bilvavi Sefer, but it's more focused on tshuva now. But similar ideas, So you're seeing many, many great rabbis are giving this kind of instruction. Golu v'yadu l'vanecha kama anachnu avim asach. It is revealed and known to you, Hashem, how much we really love you. V'kama ata oev asenu, how much you love us. Golu v'yadu l'vanecha shekola ritzoyne shalona hu ritzoneinu lasus ritzoyncha. It is well known and revealed before you that all our desires really is what? It's our desire to do what you want. V'dever zerak l'fon of golu v'yadu. But only you know this. Even we don't know this. That's the point. That's the point. We don't even know this. We don't even think we want to be close to Hashem. But we know our neshamas do. And deep, deep inside of us, we know our neshama wants to be very close to you. Right? Kama, and so only you know, kama nachan rotzim lios yehudim tovim, nikim, etoim, legamri, how much we really want to be good Jews, clean Jews, pure Jews. B'machshava, diber meiser, in thought, speech, and action. V'na rotzim rak lasos ritzon chabal ev shalom. We only want to do your will with a complete heart. So step number one is, and the truth is, you know, on some level we're conscious of this. I mean, you know, at least sometime on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you know, we look at ourselves and say, boy, am I so far away. I really wish I was a better person. We do. We just don't do anything about it, or we do very little about it. And even though actions speak louder than words, but the words are still important, at least to say. The truth is, if I could be a tzaddik without making effort, I'd rather be a tzaddik than a rosh. At the end of the day, you'd rather be a rosh yeshiva. You'd rather be a person who only thinks about Hashem. You really would. But you don't want it, but your Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to do the work. But you really would. I mean, I don't think anybody in this room says, I'd rather be a rosh. I'd rather be a bum. I'd rather be a tzaddik, but I'm not capable of paying the price of being a tzaddik. I just can't. I can't give up all these things. Fine. And that's the next thing he says. It's the next thing he says. Also is known before you how big are the seductions of our inclination that burns like a stove. Especially before the coming of the Mashiach. It is well known what our rabbis have revealed to us in the Talmud Brachas, where that section of Talmud kind of gives excuses for our failures. And Amar Rabbi Chama of Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chama of the son of Rabbi Chanina, said the following. Had it not been for these three verses, as it were, the feet of the Jewish people will be cut off. Now literally the words say, Sonisol, the enemies of the Jews, but that's only a euphemistic way. We never like to write negative things about Jews, so we say that as it happened to the non-Jews. But it's really referring to us. In other words, if it wasn't for these three psukim, we'd be finished. We'd have no excuses. What are these psukim? They're all saying one idea. Chad, exceed one pasuk, says different from the prophets. Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, says, Vasher hareyosi, the one who I caused to be evil. Hashem is saying, you know, the Jewish people, they're the ones I caused to be evil. Why? Because I gave them a Yetzer Hara. Vachad, exceed one pasuk, says, Hinei kechomer biyad yetzer. Just like clay in the hands of the potter, so are you, Jewish people, in my hands, meaning in the Yetzer Hara's grips. When one pasuk says, when Mashiach comes, I'll remove that heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. So what is all these psukim saying? All these verses are saying, Hashem has given a distinct Yetzer Hara that comes before Mashiach comes. So Gemara is saying, if it wouldn't be for these psukim, we'd be finished. Hashem looks at us, look at you bums, you failures, this and that. You know, you had free will choice. Why are you doing all this? What's our excuse? A little bit of excuse. But you gave us such a big Yetzer Hara. Okay, you're right. We should have overcome the Yetzer Hara. But if we didn't have the Yetzer Hara, we'd be a lot better. So we realize we have such a Yetzer Hara. Because when she Easter, Isam had Tzanzarov, like the Tzanzarov writes, Shazak, he cried out, Ke Yetzaharu Malach, the Yetzar is an angel. Ve'ech Yehudi Pashit, Bador Pashit, Bekochas Chaloshi Ma'od, Yachlis Kavlov, how can a simple Jew in a simple generation with weak strengths overcome an angel? What do you want? How can we beat an angel? You know, give me another person, I'll beat him up. But the Malach, how you beat up a Malach? Especially us who are so weak. Right? Kumosh Yisum and Tzadikim and Tzadikim explain one of the verses in Tehillim, Ki Alecha Ragan Kol Yom, because over you we have been killed all day long. Simple meaning is Jews died Achil Hashem, for Kiddush Hashem, because of Hashem. But the deeper meaning is, all day long, it's like we're getting killed. At the level of, you will live by your blood, you will live by your blood, you will live. Meaning to say, we have all these tests, all these things we have to overcome. All these challenges from the Yetzirah. For us to overcome the Yetzirah, it's like we got to mamish kill ourselves to get by this Yetzirah. We have to give up this taiva and that taiva. It's like you're killing yourself. Especially in areas of holiness and purity, the Yetzirah doesn't leave us alone for a second. Every second we see things and that we have to divert our eyes from. It's unbelievable. It just doesn't stop. Everyone according to their level. Hashem knows our inclinations. Tzadikim, the tzadikim have screamed worlds, have shooken up worlds over this. Lo shum malach, lo shum sorof. No angel, another type of angel. Vafil nishus tzadikim deras hakodim and yucholim lahasik ulhavin goydol koch is gabras ayeches v'shnas tovshin samachal. Even the great tzadikim of past generations, they couldn't imagine how strong the Yetzirah in 2001 would be. How incredibly difficult is this Yetzirah. Chazal HaKadoshim Megalim Lanu, our rabbis tell us, they've revealed to us, Shalosid Love in the future, when Mashiach comes, Tzadikim Bochim, the Tzadikim will cry, Ech Yicholnu Lechbosh Har Kazeh, how could we have overcome such a huge mountain? It's referring to the Yetzirah that will finally be destroyed. V'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metamim, and even God will wonder. Meaning to say, Klomer, Shafila Nachlu, Shechayim B'dor, even us, weak people living in this generation, the Yodim Godel Kochak Barus Shal Yetzer, we don't have any idea how big this Yetzer is. So Lifnei Hashem Yishpach Sicho, so a person should pour out his heart before Hashem. Levakesh Mavinu Shabashvayim Lios Nochav Pidei Hashem. That we should pray to Hashem that we can become close to you. Shifri Kamayim Libech Nochav Pidei Hashem. I pour my heart out like water. And I will become close to Hashem. Kiraku Yodea Goydel Kocha Yetzer Mfata Sanu. Because only Hashem knows how strong is this Yetzer. And he is the one who can deal with that. So what he's saying is, it is all wonderful and good to speak out your failures and to tell Hashem, I don't have the ability to do this without your help. And we really would like to be close, and I really want this. You know, you're the kid who's been thrown out of yeshiva, and you come to terms with the fact what you really want, and to say, Hashem, but this Yetzer is unbelievably strong. I need you to give me some help. If we would speak these kinds of words, we're not even saying we're going to be better, we're going to tshuva, or make any resolutions at this point. We're not saying any of this stuff. But tomorrow I'm going to start davening better. It's nothing. Just say, Hashem, I'm a loser. Now remember, we don't do this all day long. We only do this for part of the day. Only part of the day. Don't go the whole day long thinking like this. It's very destructive. But this is part of the cheshbon nefesh. Part of what we should be thinking about. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Think about that. Right? And you are just revealing to Hashem your deepest wish. Our yearnings that we shouldn't be weak and shouldn't slack off. But we understand how impoverished we are. If we would just say that, Hashem would be appeased by us and would want us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Sasher Yisrael, Hashem guards the remnant of the Jewish people. This last generation, which is like leftovers. And then a Jew could accomplish big things. And in 1 minute, those barriers would go down between us and Hashem. All our averus, all these mistakes that we made the whole year, they've created unbelievable barriers between Hashem and us and between us and Hashem. And that's why we don't feel like doing tshuva. That's why we don't think we can do tshuva. And that's why Yetzer has us so convinced that, you know, this next week isn't going to make much of a difference anyway. So you have to come back and you have to say these sincere words to Hashem and say, I really don't like what's going on. I really don't like that I'm always, you know, second guessing the rabbi and that I'm always, you know, not wanting to come to shul and I'm never excited about shul. I don't like behaving that way. I don't like having to always feel guilty that I'm not living up to my potential. All these different things that go through your mind. And say, I wish you would help me. And you'd cry over that. And you really would be real with that. It's unbelievable how many of those barriers can come down. And once the barriers come down, then things that can happen in a much more effortless way than have happened before. Shavizocha, at least today, make one good Shahakol Bracha. and one good prayer to Hashem like that would be a big step in breaking down those barriers.